Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at RAB. Welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where chief marketing officers, brand stewards, advertising directors, research providers, ad tech, and media professionals all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased creative thinking, strategies, and best practices that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they are most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. So we all know that the travel and tourism industry was one of the hardest hit categories of business because of the pandemic. But Wyndham Hotels and Resorts was ready for consumers when they were ready to travel again through their innovation in messaging, technology that enhanced the experience, and so much more. In our first episode of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, President and CEO of the RAB, had the pleasure of sitting down with Nicole Laspina, Senior Director of Brand Marketing for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts.
First of all, thank you for stopping by Radio on Main Street. We're so thrilled to be chatting with you. You know, here we are at the ANA. It's a break now. You can see all these people walking all over the place. How has the conference been for you so far?
It's been a fantastic experience. It's actually my first ANA conference.
I'm finding a lot of new people this year. It's fantastic. So what brought you here, first of all?
So I'm always looking for opportunities for not only career development, but for inspiration, especially as we get into planning for the next year. And so this was an opportunity that presented itself. And since I had never been, I was definitely interested in checking out a new conference. And what's also really appealing to this is it's outside of our industry. I think there's so much to learn in other industries, and that's what I'm most excited for.
So how has it been for you so far?
It's been great. I get so energized by being around really smart people,
yes,
really inspiring people. I love seeing the case studies with what other companies are doing. I mean, yesterday you had Mars, you had Coca-Cola, you had Crayola. I'm a very creative person, so the Crayola presentation was hitting it home for me. But also the networking. The networking has been fantastic. I've had some really great conversations and some more coming up with different organizations, different companies, things that can really help bring value for us.
Oh, that's great. Boy, your industry certainly was hit hard through COVID and coming out. Now it seems everybody wants to get out of their homes and wants to travel. So how much has your world changed in the last few years?
It has changed a lot. It's been a roller coaster. I will admit that, you know, but when the pandemic hit, we stuck by what was safe for travelers. You know, at the time we wanted them to stay safe, and we of course wanted to bring inspiration to them. So when it was time to travel again, that they had a plan and they had a place to stay and they had that inspiration. But it was very challenging. It was very challenging to completely change our marketing strategy during a time where people shouldn't be traveling.
Right.
And we were ready for them when they were ready. When we started learning more information about how to take care of ourselves and when people felt more comfortable coming out of their homes, we were ready to welcome them. And so our strategy really had this sort of walk, crawl, run to it. So that as people started to save and then were really going out, and last year was a fantastic year. I think everybody was really getting their vacation in last year, that we were ready to welcome them with open arms.
Well, it's great to see people out and about again.
Agree.
So what is the biggest challenge you face in your position?
I think the biggest challenge is standing out against the competition. The hospitality space is a very crowded space. And so our consumers have a lot of options. And so we need to continuously innovate our messaging, our mediums, and how we deliver that message to resonate with our consumers for why we're the better choice. Why, when you stay with us at any one of our 24 trusted brands, that not only will you have a comfortable stay, but you can earn rewards while doing it. So really hitting that value home. So as a creative person myself, I'm always looking for that new creative solution for how we bring that to life in new and innovative ways, and also evolving with the changing needs of our consumers. We saw a lot of media consumption habits change.
Yes.
After the pandemic, we were talking before about how podcasts just skyrocketed during the pandemic. And so we need to stay, you know, abreast of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a challenge. It's interesting when you see you have 24 brands. I've always been curious with all of these reward programs. It's really important to the consumer, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we know price and location are key determinants for whenever people travel.
Right?
They want that convenience and they want it at a good cost. But if you can earn rewards on top of that to get you free nights later, or if maybe you don't travel a whole lot, which is some people, you can use those rewards points for things like Amazon gift cards. And you can
for products that aren't necessarily rooms.
Exactly.
I was not aware of that.
And you can also use points for experiences. So, for example, tickets to minor league baseball games. We have a great partnership with them that we launched this year. So you can also get experiences. Who doesn't want to have these type of experiences when you're going to travel anyway?
Right.
So if you're going to spend the money, you might as well get more for your money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just learned something new, which I do all the time, but I was not aware of
that. So if you were not a Wynn Rewards member, you better become one.
I'm going to have to double check that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we are in the audio space with the REB, and it's very important to us. What is your perspective on the audio space and radio?
This is, we were actually just talking about the session that iHeartMedia had put on here at the ANA.
Yes.
And what was fascinating is they had a fantastic stat that said consumers are listening to audio 31% of the time, but marketers are only spending 9% of their budget on it. And during the pandemic, like we talked about, we just saw podcasts and streaming audio skyrocket.
Everyone
started listening. I feel like there's a new podcast out every day. And so what we're seeing is that's where our consumers are. That's where we need to be. And so over the last few years, we have been in the streaming audio space. It's absolutely something that is going to be in our marketing mix for next year. And so what's important to us is what's important to our consumers.
Love to hear that. What can the audio space do differently, or how can we better serve your needs as a marketer?
I think the value of audio is being able to be accessed anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic because it sort of takes down that barrier of how to access it. I think the best thing, and this kind of goes across the board in the marketing space, is just that personalization, right? Trying to make sure that we're giving our consumers what they want to listen to when they want to listen to it.
Right.
And there's lots of data behind that and algorithms that can do that. And I think it just needs to continue down that personalized space.
Okay. We're hearing a lot about AI. How is your industry looking at AI? And what are you thinking about within your area of expertise? How do you think that's going to change what you do?
AI is so interesting. I was having a conversation earlier today about how last year at Adweek New York, metaverse and gaming were everywhere.
Yes.
This year, nowhere to be seen. This year is AI. AI is everywhere. I think AI is going to help with a lot of processes, help do things maybe faster than we ever have before. But one of the things that Crayola had mentioned yesterday, which I agree with, is it's not going to take over human ability. I'm a firm believer that outcomes are only as good as the input, and you need humans to do that input. Generative AI is only going to produce what you tell it to. So I think it needs to be that combination of both. And so we are looking at many ways from our customer service end of hospitality to how we create, customize, or variations of creative and messaging utilizing the technology. And so I'm very interested here. They have some upcoming sessions this afternoon on generative AI that I'm very much looking forward to.
So if you're in charge of the whole marketing world now, not just the Wyndham and all of your brands, but marketing in general, is there something that you're most excited about on the horizon that you're focused on?
Generative AI is one.
Okay.
Especially from the creative angle, is one that I'm very interested in. I would say I am most interested in testing new platforms as they come out, new technologies as they come out, especially in that personalization space.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading into a future without the cookie. We got to solve for that. And so I'm also very excited to jump into what some of those solutions are going to look like.
We're all interested to hear how that's
going. We all want to know the answers,
right? We all
want
to know the answer
here.
I thought you were going to give it to us. We have a campaign where we talk about radio matters because, and if you could complete that sentence for me.
Radio matters because, so two things.
Okay.
First off, I am a firm believer that music is therapy. And now we know on the radio, you have talk radio and you have music. And I think that the reason why people listen to the radio or listen to music is that form of therapy. They want to educate themselves, or I use music as inspiration for creativity. I use the lyrics to spark ideas. So it matters because I think it fosters that creativity. And I think in a way it can foster mental health and really help out. And I was joking around before. I had a conversation, I think last week, and we were talking about how everybody's on streaming and everybody's listening to podcasts. And while I love that space, I'm a little bit old school. I like good old terrestrial radio. I am a huge fan of 106.7. I love listening to Delilah, especially around the holidays. And so I think there's still a lot of value there. I love just putting on the channel and letting the channel tell me what to listen to. There's a little bit of unexpected there that I enjoy.
Well, we certainly welcome that. If you could also complete the sentence, radio works because?
Radio works because it's everywhere. It can be accessed everywhere.
Well, this was great. I'm so glad you came back.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And it was wonderful to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
We couldn't agree more with Nicole in her firm belief that radio is a form of therapy in so many ways. It's inspirational, lyrics to songs spur creativity, and the immersive environment has a positive effect on mental health. The fact that radio and more broadly audio can be accessed everywhere is part of the reason that consumers spend a significant amount of time listening. And since that's where consumers are, that's where brands like Wyndham Hotels & Resorts need to be.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.